One of the things that impresses me about the Holy Family as I read how Mary and Joseph and Jesus within the womb of Mary traveled from Nazareth to Bethlehem, how they had to live as ordinary people in a difficult world, in difficult circumstances, and how God placed his son right in the middle of our lives. Listen to what it says in Luke chapter 2, verse 1. And it came to pass in those days that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed. And this taxing was first made when Quirinius was governor of Syria. And all went out to be taxed, every one unto his own city. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, out of the city of Nazareth, into Judea, unto the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be taxed with Mary, his espoused wife, being great with child. And so it was that, while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. You see, they weren't being oppressed by other people. Other people were in the same situation as they were. Feel thankful that you had a room, but there simply was no more room. And they went to a stable, probably a cave from church tradition, that's what they tell us it is, where animals were kept. And in a feeding trough there, she laid him on the hay, and that was our Savior's first bed. Just ordinary folks contending the best they could in an ordinary world. You know, this tells me that I can serve Jesus Christ wherever I am, in ordinary circumstances, in good circumstances, in difficult circumstances, because Jesus showed us the way for ordinary folks to become extraordinary people, just as he was seemingly an ordinary person, but lived such an extraordinary life that we recognized him to be the Son of God. And I think, as an ordinary person, the grace of God can help me to live so that I can be recognized as one who is the adopted Son of God. And you can too. Let's pray. Father, I thank you for Jesus. I thank you for the way that you sent him to us, to be one of us, to show us that ordinary people can become extraordinary people through the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.